really want myself recorded, but I've had some people that have asked for a copy of what I say tonight, so I guess I'll go ahead and record. I have it recorded anyway. It's been about 203 days since I've stood up here and shocked everybody the last time back in February. Those that weren't here, I won't go into that now, but I'll tell you on the side later what was going on about it. I really want to thank y'all for coming here on Wednesday nights. I know from my times, in times past as I was growing up, especially in college years, college ages, and studying in medical school and so forth, it's just sometimes trying to get things together on a Wednesday night just didn't seem like it was important. I had to go because, like the Pharisees, I didn't want to lose face with the people around me. But I've grown since then. Hopefully I'm still growing. But I believe it's very important for us to know that by coming together, we learn better how to love each other. We find comfort in one another because here is a place where people can trust, have faith. It's very few times that I've, and I don't think it was any time at this congregation, very few times that I've been disappointed in my fellow brethren, because especially the ones that are here on Wednesday nights, you're really convicted and you want to continue working with the Lord. I'll read some scriptures now having to do with the gathering. The gathering of the saints, and because we teach and train in the classrooms, and God wants us to be fit so we can live among the blessed in heaven. Isaiah, the second chapter, 2-3, it says, "Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, 'Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths.' For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the law from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." And here we'd be referring to the New Jerusalem, as it was prophesied. In Jeremiah, 31st chapter, 31-34, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant, which they broke, though I was a husband unto them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." And then in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, 23-25, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another," that's what we're doing here tonight, "in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Verse 13, "Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine." Well, we are accountable to grow and learn as a reason why we're here too. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, 26-30, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much more worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counting the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. In Philippians, the third chapter, 14 through 17, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nonetheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, note those who so walk as you have, note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern." Philippians 4, verse 9, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace be with you." Colossians 3, 16 through 17, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." And Timothy was instructed in 1 Timothy 4, 6, "If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and in the good doctrine which you have carefully followed." 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Even Jesus was showing the scriptures, which I hadn't paid attention to, but when he opened scriptures to the two travelers on the road to Emmaus, after they had described to him the amazing events that they had just happened, they didn't know they were walking with Jesus to Jerusalem, and they included that Jesus was reported to have risen from the dead, and then he showed them, opened the scriptures to them. Luke 24:25, he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets that have spoken, ought not Christ have suffered these things and entered into his glory?" And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded to them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. So there again, I really appreciate all the different ways that we have been able to learn things together. There's the phrase "one another." We do things because when we're here together, one another, we have fellowship with one another in 1 John 1:5-7, and we have love for one another, John 13:34-35, and then "let us consider one another to stir up love and good works," like we read in Hebrews 10:24, and then Ephesians 4:32, "be kind one to one another." So thank you for being here, and at this time, if you need to respond to the gospel in any way, you can come. But then the song is "Let's Not Angry Words Come," and that's what I really enjoy for us being here, that we don't have angry words. So as we sing that song, if you have a reason to come, please come forward.